I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Final hour here, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Just an hour ago, Randy, we were talking about it, the performance of Dylan Gabriel. Did it change anything in the minds of the Cleveland Browns? And you and I both agreed that it was always and was Joe Flacco as QB1. They have now made that official just a couple of minutes ago that Joe Flacco is going to be the week one starter for Cleveland. I guess the only question I would have for you is, as you ramp up your preparation, does he play in preseason game three?
Man, that'd be the thing, because, I mean, the preseason three was the dress rehearsal, you want to say, with the whole routine of everything, getting to the stadium and warm-ups and all that stuff. So I don't know. How they would do that this
week. Now, we saw some teams do that this week where everyone was dressed out, went through warm-ups.
That's what the Falcons did.
And then they undressed for the start of the game, and that was that.
Yes.
That'd be the only question I have. And I agree with you. It was always going to be Flacco at QB1. Now the question is, what's Kenny Pickett's health? Is he QB2? And if not, I guess you go Gabriel over Shador. I mean, does it matter?
I don't know.
You're not winning a game with either of those guys.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Because of either of those guys, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't think you're winning a game because of Joe Flacco,
I don't know.
Though.
I thought they – exactly. You know, how much
by the way, they called him Joe Cool on their Twitter. Like, what are we doing?
I'm still trying to – you know, it's a thankless – the word thankless? Thankless job that team social media do. But sometimes it's like, okay. Who approved that?
I guess you can't.
Who approved that? Joe Cool.
You can't.
Really?
You don't want to plan or predict injury, but if Joe Flacco's 40 years old, is he going to get benched because he gets hurt or because the team loses games?
Because he gets hurt. But I think
it's going to be one of those.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the Browns are, because they got Jacksonville's pick for next year, is like, do you want to see these young guys play? Determine if you need to draft one of those, because you know how I am with the next year is a quarterback rich draft and all that.
So we're gonna get into that in our next segment.
Yeah, we'll see.
In our next segment, I got a lot of that coming your way.
We'll see about that. But no, I think I think this was the plan the whole time. They brought him in to be their starting quarterback, and he's going to have it as long as they want him to have it.
Do you think they really wanted him, or did they want Pickett? And it just the injuries prevented.
My thing is because they traded. No, did they trade for Pickett or was he? Because I know he was with Philly last year. Was he traded for?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, because I think they traded for him.
I don't think that they wanted to keep four, and I now think they're in a position where they have to. I think they would have preferred Kenny Pickett won the job and they cut Joe Flacco or traded him or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that happened because of the injuries, and now they're just stuck with, as you mentioned it earlier, they're just stuck with four. I don't know. We'll talk more about we won't talk more about the Browns. We'll talk more about the Falcons coming up here. It is the most important story of the day. What? Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Bow.
Tight end, two receivers to the right, two guys here to the left, Blair and Nash. Snap to stick, looking left. Down for Blair in stride, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Another Easton stick to Chris Blair connection for a Falcon touchdown here in the preseason.
Watch out, becoming lethal.
Yeah, bumpy first half for Easton Stick. Obviously threw that early interception, taking the other way. Emory Jones comes in, gets hurt. Easton Stick has to come back in the game. I thought it looked pretty good. Again, you maybe went from facing second-teamers to third-teamers and practice squad guys, and maybe that's part of it. Liked what we saw in the first preseason game from him. This one was a little bumpier, but he rounded out. And the other aspect here is that Nathan Carter, explosive touchdown in the run game. Chris Blair, explosive touchdown in the pass game. And as you mentioned at the start of the show, Randy, this is now a defense and special teams that have forced two turnovers in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk about taking the ball away, doesn't matter. Yes, it matters. But I'm just saying the fact that you've got back-to-back games with this new attacking scheme that guys are getting the ball off the offensive player. So that's always a positive going forward. I know a lot of guys played the last game outside of Jalen Walker, who was out with the groin. They're going to hold him out of practice a little bit this week, hopefully get him revved up next week, especially next week, and then into the game week. Because that's when you need him now. You don't need him for these preseason games.
Yeah.
And you don't want to just, you know, have something going into the season linger.
Made it seem like this one's not too big of a concern, but that it's just, like you said, you want to get as close to 100% as you can be.
Yeah.
There's no point to force it right now. Again, I don't know what it means. It didn't, to me, feel like the defense was quite as electric or quite had that pop that they did in the first preseason game, but you do create some turnovers. You do hold the team. You know, you played decently well there, and some of the points scored against you was obviously from the pick six on that one. But I don't know. I felt like we were real flying high about how the defense looked in the first preseason game. It seemed like there was an attitude and a tone, maybe, despite it not being your starters. And maybe a little bit of a loss to that in this game.
I just thought they played well. I thought James Pierce played good. He caused the turnover. He did have an opportunity. He went inside. Now, unless somebody else messed up, if you're going to use the inside move, you can't get washed down in the quarterback brace container.
Especially not a mobile guy like Campbell.
And that happened to him. But I thought Dorless played good again. Love his physicality at the point. Thought James Pierce did some good stuff in the run game. He did cause the quarterback to rush the throw. But, yeah, I think maybe the energy as a whole wasn't where it was the first game. I can give you that. But I thought they still played.
Overreaction, but, like, Helms wasn't out there hitting dudes.
Yep.
And he
set the tone. He's a tone setter.
Every sport has something that's, quote, contagious.
Bow!
Right? Like, that is something everyone's feeding off of. And maybe you just didn't quite get that. But like you said, and this is why I think it's important when we talk about the pass rush, too. Like, it's not just sacks.
Yes.
I think it's about speeding a quarterback up. The start and end of what is important up front is not sacks. That's part of it. Affecting the quarterback, though, is probably the better term. I think we've used that at times. You can speed a guy up. You can force him to throw early. You can hit his arm. You can do different things that end in turnovers. And I think when you go back to Pierce, that's what you saw with the Natron Brooks interception. Quick reminder, Falcons flyover after every Falcons game. Your first chance to call in and react. brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the NFL Falcons. Falcons flyover after every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Youngway Koo goes 2-for-2 on field goals, 2-for-2 on extra points. Feels like we're all walking towards that being his job. I think Lenny Krieg has done a great job making you even think about whether it's a competition. Obviously, you're going to keep Krieg because of the International Pathway Program.
Yes.
And it's a very nice luxury to have because, I'll be honest, Randy, like, if something happened to Koo, he got hit or hurt, I'd feel relatively comfortable with Krieg coming in now being the kicker.
You saw the potential that he had last week in the game.
Yeah.
And they obviously, like you were saying, they're not going to count as a roster spot that allows them to keep him on, just like you said, just in case something does happen to Koo, hopefully not. And then you got an opportunity, a guy who's been around, who we've seen with our own two eyes, kick game. Now, the one thing about kicking field goals is easy to do them in the preseason. It's all about the pressure during the live game action if he can get it done. But, yeah, I think it's Koo's job. I think Koo's healthy. And if he's healthy, he's going to be the kicker.
One of the things they made, the Falcons made a couple transactions today, one of them being releasing parting ways with DJ Chark. They brought him over, and it was kind of see what he's got left in the tank sort of thing. When I saw him in the late stages on Friday night, I was like, I don't think this guy's going to make the team.
Right,
and you've got a lot younger options and guys that, quite frankly, are making plays right now. And you kind of brought Chark in, big body, see if he could separate. It just wasn't there. It's just not there right now.
No, I mean, and they, like you said, they brought him in to, you know, to see if he can give you a little something. I mean, he is a former second-round pick. Did make a Pro Bowl, had 1,000-yard receiving and everything. But can he come in and can he outlast these young boys that are already there, which he could not, obviously. And if you're watching him late in the fourth quarter of a preseason game like this, you know that the writing's on the wall. They like the young players, and hopefully, you know, they can just keep ascending. Don't know what the status of Darnell Moody is. I know I saw Rod talk about him. Hopefully he's on pace and all those different things to be ready for week one. But if not, you know, you got a situation where you've got guys who have got valuable reps and have succeeded, not saying succeeded, have had good camps in replacement of him.
Yeah. Falcons also added quarterback Ben DiNucci. Emory Jones got banged up. He got hurt. He's probably not going to play. He's not with the team anymore because of this, you know, injury waiver or whatever, concussion protocol and all that. So Ben DiNucci now joins the team. Just got a press release as well, Randy. Falcons sign edge Ronnie Perkins out of Oklahoma. Been in the league a couple of years, originally drafted in the third round by the Patriots in 2021.
All right.
So adding another edge into the mix. I do not see any other corresponding moves to that one.
No,
so
he's going to see what he can do in this last season. I saw the C.J. Henderson. They didn't want to put him out there.
They've been there for one day.
Yeah, so he's going to play. Saw that he's taking a lot of second team reps today. So they're trying to see if they can get him ready. If he can be one of these corners, maybe that fifth corner, possibly.
Well,
fourth.
And so I know you'll talk more about this with Bunk when he returns at the back edge of the week. Do you think we see James Pierce in the final preseason game?
Oh, man. Yeah.
You think we'll see Henderson for sure?
Probably not as much as you saw him in this past game.
Maybe more like just one or two series first quarter sort of thing, just to get him through the action one more time.
Yeah. I don't see him doing that much.
And I'm guessing we don't see a number of the receivers. I think if you're on the team, you probably don't suit up in this final game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
see Sills, Drummond, some of these guys that are kind of being. I kind of would have liked to have seen Agnew at some point. I don't know what his setup is. Obviously, dealing with the injury, I don't know if he's your return man. If he's not healthy,
A couple weeks.
Yeah,
this morning they said.
Said he was an oblique.
Yes,
oblique ish.
Yes, and they said a couple of weeks. So
that's not great.
That's not great. And then that goes back to what we were talking about the young running back. Is he a guy that, you know, because it's more than just being the return man. The punting duties is also got to be, you know, so who do they have on the roster?
I know that you've used Alford, and maybe that's again, I think Ford or Hughes have been back there at times, and who knows. I do have one more question for you. This is less a Falcon question, more a specific question to some of the changes coming this year. And we've seen it in the kickoff game. I got a question for you about that. Also, we're going to stick in the NFL here. Make or break years for quarterbacks. I'm interested in this discussion. I got a list guys, you kind of argue are or are not in make or break seasons based on their career and what could be ahead of them. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael with me today. He's going to be here all week. Don't forget the guy's going to be out at Eastlake at the Tito Stillhouse on Thursday and Friday. The Midday Show rolls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Another good move, another bang.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Finger. Woo!
Welcome back in Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon in for Andy today. Bunk will be back tomorrow. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Randy, you see that? That guy's standing right on the base.
Okay.
And I've been watching the Little League World Series here and there, and people were complaining about the Japanese kids are standing like right toeing the line of where they're allowed to stand inside the batter's box. And they're kind of leaning over the plate, and people are saying it's making it difficult, I guess, for the umpires to call strikes. He just swung and missed that one. That was an easy call. But I don't know. It doesn't bother me. It seems like it's legal, so whatever.
Oh, no. I'm sitting over here watching. They got an old school North Carolina Duke football game on.
Yeah.
This has to be my last year because Pep's on the team and Ronald Curry's a quarterback, which was – a lot of people don't know how good Ronald Curry was. Because remember,
yeah.
I played both. He was Mr. Virginia in basketball and football.
He was a sleeper for me.
Yes, he was a good player when they – because he went, eventually he played wide receiver for the Raiders. was a good player.
He was an old, like, late round fantasy sleeper for me.
Yeah,
like
he made some plays though.
You also mentioned to me if I saw Giannis slap his teammate in the back of the head, and Giannis is not even dressed out for the game. They're at Euro League, or they're at the Euros right now. A couple of things. Scary moment for Luka, who got taken down, and it looks like they called it a contusion. But there was some. There's some Laker fans who are like, shouldn't be playing there. Yeah. Shouldn't be playing there. But Giannis reaches around. He got them long 7-foot wingspan, 10-foot wingspan, whatever it is. He reaches around one of his teammates to slap a dude in the back of the head. And my first thought is, like, you got to know your opponent's reach.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm sitting where I'm sitting.
I mean,
you can't reach around the mic and get me from there.
No, I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't do that, Abe. You know I'm not a violent man.
I know.
I'm not a violent man, Abe. You know, we're working through some issues.
We've pretty much got them
resolved because.
But I'm going to start a new issue here, but what's the we?
Like me and you.
But I think it's a one-sided thing.
Yeah, we resolved our issues and everything, so we good to go.
This is not like a tap on the head, like, hey, listen up. He's really smacking this guy.
Yeah, smack the hell out of him.
Like, he's really smacking this guy.
Hey, that goes back to, okay, I know he's Giannis. I know he's your country's best player and everything, but you got to fight him. You can't just let no man slap you in your face like that.
You also can't fight him.
Why do you can't?
Because you're off the team.
Take that ass whooping, man. If you can't beat him up, at least.
No, I don't mean because, like, you might lose the fight, but, like, you're never. You're never playing for Team Greece again.
Hey, man, but I still got my
dignity.
All right? You let a man slap your face and you worried about the consequences other than him whipping your ass, then no, you go fight him.
Less allowable because he's not dressed out for the game?
Hell yeah, he ain't playing.
Like, if you were in a jersey, maybe there could be more understanding of, like, hey, listen up to what I'm saying, but he's just in street clothes.
Yeah, dog, no, you got to fight him. You got to fight him. I know all his brothers on the team too, but still.
Do you know what they call street clothes like in Europe? I just found this out. I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. It's a soccer term. I guess they call them in civvies.
Oh yeah,
civilian clothes.
Yeah,
I find that hilarious.
Yeah, that's like I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
It's more of a military thing than anything.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that too.
Yeah, civvies.
Just kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're good. It's okay.
Quarterbacks with make or break years. And before you yell at me,
I'm not even gonna yell, man. I got one more segment, dude. I'm on fumes, man.
Well, I'm fascinated with like two or three of these names.
Tell me this.
So
is make or break?
So I want to lay out a couple of things.
All right, okay.
I think you have to ignore contract situation in some of these discussions.
All right.
So it's not about whether they're actually tied to this team. It's about whether they have confidence moving forward, whether they can develop a plan that you're necessarily a part of or not. Because I do understand that some of these names, the contract is going to keep a guy there or whatnot. And I don't have that many quarterbacks with make or break years. I want to go to the NFC first. Do you think this is a make or break year for Caleb Williams?
No, he's played 17 games next.
That's the whole discussion?
He's played 17 games.
Do you think it's a make or break year for Bryce Young?
No. Break away. Like,
the team's going to pivot.
You and these daggone TV folks and these questions that y'all ask, because this ain't nobody but Abe's. From the break.
I don't know how you can sit here and tell me it's not a make or break year for.
What is a break?
The team is no longer planning around you as their quarterback for the future.
Did you not see the growth that he had last year?
I think he needs. I'm not saying it's broken. Better. I'm saying he needs to show that, and then yes, they can. But if he looks not like he's growing, you're not going into another year without him.
But do you look at the anticipation of we got better last year? Canales is a hell of a football offensive coach. So. I've not watched any of them this preseason because they didn't play against Cleveland.
He played a little bit, right?
He was good. By the way, he was good.
Can we talk about like Patrick Mahomes played in the preseason and he threw one pass?
Yes.
Like, yeah. I mean, is that one pass making him?
Algie right there, big Algie. But no, I'm saying this: the make or break thing. You can't take contract out of it.
Okay,
you can't.
So then Kyler Murray's probably stuck.
Yes. They're stuck though, with Kyler Murray.
There's a contract discussion to be had about Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Because they can get away from him.
Yes. And he was really good the other night. He's really good. I'm not one that buys and believes in him. And I think that they gave him that contract knowing that it's a possibility
they
that
he could go get back away. To Sam. Yes. They could get away from him.
Yes.
Here are the NFC quarterbacks that I'm going to roll through them. Right. If you think any of them are in make or break, and by the way, some of them are not because of what their career has been or what's left in their career.
Okay.
Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson.
No. Russ is here. All right. They love this kid, Dart. They wanted him, they pinpointed him to by the Giants. He played really good yesterday. So did Russ.
Well, I think Russell Wilson's not in a make or break year because of what his career has been and all that. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Jordan Love.
No.
Contract keeps him there. Doesn't matter. J.J. McCarthy. Penix.
No.
Okay. Saints quarterback.
Who is the Saints quarterback?
They can't be planning for the future with this guy.
Well, I mean,
it's only a make year. It's not a break
year. A lot of people view Taylor. Is it Tyler Shuck?
Tyler Shuck.
View him as people have him thinking about back at the end of the first round during this draft to go get him. I'll tell you this, and I saw – Kellen is the head coach, but Nussmeier is the OC, and then you got Scott Tolzien as the quarterback coach. That's a nice three group of guys to mentor a young quarterback.
And they'll be mentoring Spencer Rattler.
I mean, Spencer, you remember when Spencer, before he left Oklahoma?
Remember Emory Hunt was hot on Spencer Rattler.
They had him on, on the Heisman list and everything.
Yes.
And then obviously.
Three more quarterbacks, NFC, not make or break, is Mayfield, Stafford, Brock Purdy.
Everybody's good.
AFC. Tua?
I think their whole team is. Their whole team is.
They might, but he's got to be part of that. They might blow everything up.
Yeah, the whole team is.
Coach, Tyreek, him, everybody, all of it.
Everybody.
Justin Fields.
I don't know. It has to be I don't know. I know he's had a rough summer, and a lot of it is they're not using him because they don't want to put him in danger in the preseason and all those different things. But if you can't run the football, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
And I don't trust it.
Anthony Richardson.
Yes. You got to go.
Trevor Lawrence is because of the contract. Yep. You would like to see him confidently say, I'm the franchise quarterback.
I'm surprised it's taken him this long. But then I'm not surprised because it's Jacksonville.
A bunch of AFCs that are not in make or break. If someone pops up, let me know. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Whoever the Browns are going to use doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Stroud, Cam Ward, Bo Nix, Patrick Mahomes.
I thought that Cam played okay. I mean, that was a big drop by Vance. I mean,
he looked a lot better in the game than he did against in practice.
I mean, he put it right where Vance got to catch that football.
Yeah.
You know, but
it was a tough catch, but it was there. It was there.
You're in the NFL. You catch that ball.
That's right.
You catch that ball.
Well, all right. So let's have this quick discussion because – You've caught tough balls in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I know the premise behind it, but I also understand the limit of the human ability. The fingertips on the ball, what happened with Van was a full-on paw on the ball.
Yeah.
He had a whole hand on the ball.
Yeah.
I don't buy in you got your fingertips, you got to make that catch. I don't know. I just the fingertips are like the smallest smidge.
The ball touches. It's always been a rule like that. Ball touches hands for the catch it. And he should have caught the ball.
I understand the premise, but if you get one finger's longer than the others and it happens to touch the ball, that's not like you should have caught that ball.
Yeah, you think
what are you doing? But you're laying out.
But you think like that.
No. I'm okay with the mindset, but as a fan, I can't be he got a fingertip to it. He should have caught the whole thing.
Yeah. But that's the thought process of a guy or a person who catches the ball. My hand touch, I'm supposed to catch it.
So anytime Goose gets a smidge to the ball, it should be a save. It's the same premise.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
If anything,
no,
he doesn't even have to catch the ball. He just has to knock it wide.
No, it's not. No, I don't believe.
And I don't believe that either. But that's why I don't believe if you get a fingertip to the ball, you should make the catch. If you get a whole hand to the ball, I get it.
But if it touches your fingers, touches it, it's supposed to catch it.
One finger brushes your pinky.
Got to catch it.
I don't know. Bo Nix, Patrick Mahomes, Geno Smith.
I think they like Geno. I think they want. I think they want Geno to be there at least 2 years. They might drop the quarterback this year.
Justin Herbert.
No.
I just think he's too good. I think their issues have not been him.
No, they have not. He'll be there. He'll be like Phillip. He'll be there forever. They won't win.
So we came down to three, I think.
You came down to three.
But you agreed with Justin Fields.
I didn't say make or break. I said he needs to do it.
I know, but just because you don't want to say it, you're agreeing.
Exactly.
You're
I don't want to say it.
Justin Fields, Anthony Richardson, and Sam Darnold were kind of there. Although Darnold's probably a little bit tougher to make that argument because contract is still a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, the midday AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Go ahead and get on the lines. Abe in for Andy today. Randy McMichael with me as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The midday AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Go ahead and jump on and fill one of those open slots. Sports Talk on 92.9 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm considering Paramount, Randy. I don't need it yet, but when the UFC gets over there.
They will have you, Abe.
Yeah, you know what? And I still haven't really locked down whether or not they're going to be showing what used to be pay-per-view. Now they're just going to be calling them numbered events, right? They just had one Saturday, UFC 319. Whenever we get to the Paramount Plus deal, there's some people believe it's going to be all the numbered events are going to be on CBS.
Right.
And so maybe you don't need Paramount Plus to watch the, quote, pay-per-views, but then you will miss, like, what had previously been fight nights.
Gotcha.
And I watch a lot of fight nights. I mean, I watch a lot of UFC. And it's, am I going to flip and watch only the numbered events that are on CBS but give up all the other events? or do I just pay for Paramount Plus?
Pay for Paramount Plus.
Yeah, like in the end, that's probably what's going to happen. That's probably what's going to happen.
There you go.
So I don't need more. I'm hoping maybe I can ditch ESPN Plus when the ESPN Unlimited thing starts. And anyways, 404-726-0929. It's the Midday AMA. You can ask a question to Randy. You can ask a question to Bo. And I'm here as well if you have any inquiries to direct towards me. Let's start out with Justin out there in Conyers. What's going on, Justin?
What's going on, guys? So I got a couple different things I wanted to ask you guys. One thing is I'm in the process right now of switching my TV provider, and I recently just got YouTube TV because I like the fact where you can watch like four different, like you can do like multi-screen. You can watch like four different things at one time. So football season, I feel like that's going to come in handy. I just wanted to see if you guys have ever, you know, encountered YouTube TV and how you typically like that, because, you know, obviously I'm kind of new to that. And then one other thing is the whole Mooney situation, you know, receiver for the Falcons and everything. Do you think he's going to be ready week one? And do you think there's a bigger issue there? Or do you think he's just, you know, got, I guess, a nagging injury going on? So I kind of want to get you guys' take on that.
Appreciate it, Justin. No, I'm an Xfinity guy, always been. I did the YouTube I did? When the Braves went off? What did Bunky?
Right. Yeah.
Was it YouTube TV?
Yeah, I'll talk about YouTube TV in a second. You want to answer the Mooney question?
No, I mean, we talked.
It's Ra, tough to know.
Ra already talked about it. He talked about it this morning, basically saying hopefully that he'll be back by then. Now, or he didn't say on track. He just said hopefully he'll be on track. Do I think it's going to be a big deal? Yeah, you're missing your second receiver, but you got other guys that can step in. And then, obviously, I would expect Kyle to get
more of a
role.
Yeah,
to be more involved if Moody's not going to be there to start the season.
Yeah, that's the big question. Yeah. I do enjoy YouTube TV. I am part of my sister's account, and it has been nice at times.
Right.
You don't get Braves. You don't get FanDuel, so you'll miss Braves and Hawks.
Okay, so it wasn't. Which one did I have? Because it wasn't YouTube then.
It was.
Did you get Fubo?
Fubo. That's what it is.
Fubo still has FanDuel.
I had Fubo when the Braves went off Xfinity, I got the Fubo.
So I do like YouTube
TV. But I don't have Fubo anymore.
They do have a multi-view. The most frustrating thing, though, Rainey, is you can't choose. Like, they very clearly have the ability to put multiple channels on your screen.
Right.
But you don't get to choose. So it's just they choose the games, and they have a lot of mixtures, but sometimes it's not always the mixture that you want, and so you're kind of stuck with that.
Oh.
Paul is in Sugar Hill. What's going on, Paul?
How about it, guys? Great show today. My big question is this, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Do you really – I know all of your shows all day long do a great job of being politically correct and not calling out the Falcons for their history. But in the pit of my stomach, the history is telling me that we're going to have something bad happen to us. And I don't want it to be an injury, but I just got to say, it may not be an injury, but all these pieces are not going to be in place if we have a key injury in a bad spot. What do you think about
that? Paul. This is the third time you done called up here, Paul, with that negative-ass attitude. I need you to do better, man. Stop worrying. Get it out your system.
Yeah.
As a third, I love Paul because he loves these damn Falcons and these Atlanta sports teams. But tell me that ain't the third time he done called up and said that. Like, relax.
I'm just an eternal optimist with the sports
Let's
teams.
Let's wait and see.
Every year starts fresh. And I feel
Come
great.
On, Paul.
I feel great about the Hawks. I'm high on the – I almost said amped. I'm very high on the Hawks. Very high on the Hawks as I am on the Falcons. Now, I'm still a little concerned because I do think Tampa's a real problem.
I do, too.
That receiving core is unbelievably good, especially when Chris Godwin comes back.
They are.
They're a concern.
Yeah,
they're definitely a concern.
They should be.
But I'm high on the Falcons, too, man. I just – I don't know. Robert's in Ackworth. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, I have a question for Randy. So it's the Andy and Randy show, but when Andy's out as a guest announcer, nothing against you, sir, but the guest announcer, why does the guest announcer still get to be like the lead announcer and Randy's number two? It's his show. I feel like Randy should be number one.
Oh, I could do the one. I just don't feel like it. That's why. Go ahead, Abe. You got it. But no, I always when
you want to put together the rundown next time we work together.
When Andy was out before, I've run the point before. But hey, Abe wants to do it.
Do you want to do it next time?
I've always done it. I can always, y'all let y'all have it.
Do you want?
I'll let y'all have it. Y'all make a big deal out of it. I don't need you to come in here and run the point. For me, I've run point before, but it's better to sit over here and let you do it.
I like being the two.
I like being. I don't look at it as one or two. I just view it as.
Right.
I just view it as what it is.
I guess from a description, there's a one and two. But
yes.
You also know that you're always welcome to end a conversation, start a new one, come in.
You know you don't have to tell me how to do
I know.
My job.
I'm not telling you.
I know how to say work.
I'm telling them that you, yeah, you know, we know. It's all good.
Yeah.
Don is in Canton. What's going on, Don?
What's going on, fellas? I got an odd question. So back in 1987, there used to be a place called Robbie Sporting Goods in Cumberland Mall. And I was 13, and I got an autographed John Elway poster from him. He was signing autographs. Kept that poster in my room for the longest. When I came back from college, my parents had thrown it away, amongst other things. Yes, a autographed poster of John Elway back in 87. So this is right after that first Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is there something that, during the span of your life, that you say, man, I cannot believe that I lost that? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, man.
Any of your gear from Georgia that you still wish you had? Or from NFL? Any game balls?
I pretty much have everything.
Yeah.
A lot of it's down at my mom's house. A lot of my Georgia stuff is down at mama's house in the attic. But, no, I'm good on that. Like, I don't have nothing that I don't think a value to me, and it's personal because it's my grandfather's dog tag that he wore in the military. But I got this dog tag that I wear every day, all the time. I'll never take off. I got this when I was 14 years old, and I've worn it. I wear it on the field. I've worn it since I was 14 years old. It's the most valuable thing that's not my family.
I'm gonna say this out loud. There's one thing of not even memorabilia. It was a medal that I won,
mm-hmm,
that I don't know where it is. If it's anywhere, it's my parents' house. Maybe my mom still has it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea where it is. I won two gold medals at the Junior Maccabi Games.
The what?
Junior Maccabi Games.
Tell me that.
It's an athletic competition for Jewish youth. I mean, they have an adult one as well. That's Doug Gottlieb coaches for the. And
I'm lost. Because I want to make sure I got this right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the game called again?
The Junior Maccabi Games.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there like different sports that you play?
Yeah. The year it was hosted in Atlanta, I played soccer.
But it's regular sports. But it's just for Jewish kids?
Yeah. I don't know if you're regular. The two gold medals I got were from racquetball. So we talked about the racquetball career previously.
I'm good now because the way you said it, it was like y'all have a specific sport that is not.
No, basketball and baseball and soccer and all the sports. And I won two golds.
Okay, got it.
Racquetball, and I don't know where they are.
So, okay.
Vince is in Gwinnett. What's going on, Vince?
Just threw it off a little bit.
Hey, fellas, I made a mistake of telling my 12-year-old team, stop throwing like girls. Well, the girls heard it, waiting on the field for softball. When I tell you, they spanked my boys' team. My boys' team was hand-picked by me. They spanked them. That being said, a lot of these kids are being held back for NIL or advanced NIL. Would you consider holding your kid back a year so that they could dominate on another level?
Oh, man, that's so crazy because me and Big Mike Johnson, we're talking about this morning.
Yeah.
We were talking about that this morning. No, I would never hold my kid back to have an advantage in anything.
If anything.
Come on, like a grade, right?
Yeah.
No, right. Yes, so that they're older players.
No, I've always felt
that playing up at that age is probably more valuable if you're good than playing down. There's not value, especially as a youngster, in dominating competition.
I agree with that. But I would never hold my child back for sports.
And never, if anything, never. This is what you and I were talking about. If anything, you're seeing people reclassify to college earlier so they can get to the pros earlier.
Yeah, I'm with you. And
you've seen that a lot.
Yes, I am judging you if you do that. Yes, I am.
To hold him back to dominate? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am judging.
The value there is long-term value. Yes. Chuck is in Atlanta. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
Doing well.
Randy, I want to come to your aid, even though you don't need it. When you've been cheered by 90,000 fans, your need for adulation later in life is minimized. So you don't have to be the one or the two or even be on the radio and still be big Randy. Anyway, my question is, have you all ever had a guy or girl that just didn't want to do the fundamentals and it cost you a game?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
And you kept telling them, please do the fundamentals. Please do the fundamentals. Like, hey, baseball, don't make the first out at home or third. Basketball, don't throw across court. Football, don't throw across the field.
Yeah.
And they just blew the game and cost you something big.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, one more thing. If the Braves beat writers were listening to, Marcel and Michael Harris would be gone now. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it, Chuck. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, sure. I mean, don't hit the quarterback. Don't hit this specific quarterback. They're going to throw a flag on you. And it happened. It cost the damn playoff spot 1 year. Like, in the last game of the year, like, do not. And we had him. Fourth down. Bam.
This sounds like you're scarred a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't sound like just some throwaway happening here.
It was fourth down. We had him out of field goal range. Hits the damn quarterback and boop, flag. March it off. Field goal. Out of the playoffs. So, yeah.
Who was the first person to yell, we told you not to hit him?
Huh?
Someone on your team yelled, we told y'all not to hit him.
He said, leave him alone. Because if you hit him, of all quarterbacks.
You don't want to?
You hit him. No, I don't do name drops.
You good?
You know, I don't do name drops. No.
Not even which quarterback it was?
Nope. I don't do that. Because then you might guess it by then.
Ben is in Marietta. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Howdy.
Hey, just wanted to circle back on the YouTube TV thing. They did change it last year. You can actually pick the games on your multi-view. Just want to throw that out there. It's a pretty sweet little feature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't know if that's correct. At least it hasn't been for me.
Right.
They have a lot of different multi-featured games. But for me, I haven't been able to say right corner, go to ESPN, left corner, go to ESPN2, bottom left, ABC, bottom right, Fox. Like, I don't know if it's that. Maybe it's depending on device and if you're watching on a smart TV versus phone versus computer, stuff like that. But I always wonder why they didn't have that. Mo is in Columbus. What's going on, Mo?
Yo, what's good, fellas? Hey, so look, I ain't trying to start nothing per se because it was already started. So, Abe, you filled in on a particular show last week, and that particular show host came back a day after you wasn't on the show. And, you know, he had a couple of things to say about you. I'm not sure if you heard it or not, but
why,
I just.
Why are you calling up here snitching, Mo?
I ain't snitching.
Yes, you are.
He said it out loud on the radio.
You over here snitching, man. Like, don't call up here talking about what somebody said about somebody.
Hold on, Randy.
You up here snitching.
I have been waiting for Abe to be on the air so I can ask him how he felt about it.
I didn't hear it. I was probably already here and not listening. I was probably already prepping on Friday or
Stop
Thursday.
Stop snitching, man.
I didn't hear it, so I don't know what was said.
Stop snitching.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right. Final
call. Did you really call up here to snitch? Damn, Mo.
Here's the thing. I don't really care, so
I know
I'm not going
to
go back
Mo
and listen.
Mo trying to start something up here.
AD is Indicator.
We got to get some shanks for you, Mo.
Andy Randy. What's up? Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
So this is what I got, man. The Dream are currently sitting at 22-12.
Yeah.
Currently best record in the East. Will our Atlanta Dream win a championship before the Hawks or the Falcons? Thank you.
Yeah. It's possible.
I mean, I'd say it's pretty likely.
It's pretty likely.
They've already beaten Minnesota once, I think, this year. That's the top team in the WNBA right now.
I'm anxious to see how they do against Vegas.
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. It's going to be on TV, NBA TV. So we'll
very curious about
that. Yeah, it's a big one. But they've been playing well. They've been red hot. They got Ryan Howard back healthy, which is nice as well. All right, takeaways of the day.
Man, I just never thought I'd see the day, man. I ain't know they had stitches down in Columbus. I'm just so surprised by you.
That was your foot soldier, man.
I mean, that was my guy right there.
Do we need to put him on suspension?
I don't know, man. We got to put Mo on suspension for that crazy stuff he said about his old lady. And we let him back off to call up here and be a daggone snitch. Mo, Do better. Abe's always willing to grab cheeks. Anybody's cheeks.
For the right amount of money, Chris Brown will grab anybody's cheeks, too.
Yeah, I was... look,
all right, brother?
If I can make $3,000 in 1 hour, I'm going to consider it.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure if there's limitations to that comment. All right, Andy is back tomorrow. Randy, appreciate you letting me hang out with you for 3 hours here on
the
Midday
Show.
Coming up next, Dukes and Bell. Stick right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.